Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. I had a lot of just relaxation, a lot of chilling out, a lot of not worrying about nothing. I hope your weekend was as productive or as non-productive as you wanted it to be. Not a ton going on in the Green Bay Packers sphere after the combine. Obviously, the workouts there in Indianapolis happened throughout the weekend. I caught bits and pieces here and there, but really wasn't tuned in on any kind of hardcore level, let's say that. Mostly just social media clips of interesting moments. But certainly now the eyes of a Packers Nation turns towards free agency set to begin next week. Actually, the legal tampering period starts 1 week from today on March 9th, and then the official new league year begins on the 11th. But Brian Gutekunst and company have some pretty big decisions to make here in the course of the next, let's say, 7-6 days or so. Obviously, some of the small decisions have already begun to be made. When you're talking about guys like Zane Anderson or Emmanuel Wilson, both of whom reportedly have not been tendered as restricted free agents and will hit the unrestricted free agent market. Much like the Packers operate when they go through cutdown day, starting at, say, number 90 and working their way to a 53-man roster, feels like that's how the Packers operate as they approach free agency. I'm sure the conversations this week will turn after meetings in Indianapolis with representatives for guys like Elgton Jenkins and Rashawn Gary. I have to think some of these bigger decisions when it comes to potential cap casualties and the like, those conversations will happen internally throughout the week. Potentially, we might find out even tonight or throughout tomorrow into the early part of this week, but I suspect, as the Packers are wont to do, they'll take their time, they'll be deliberate, and then hopefully we get some reporting around that sooner rather than later. One other interesting nugget on the day that was reported just a little bit ago before I went live was Rich Bisaccia, the former special teams coach for the Green Bay Packers, is now the special teams coordinator for the Clemson football program. That's right. A program that Bisaccia has history with. He was a special teams coach, and I think he coached a position as well back in the 90s there at Clemson. He is back with the Clemson program. He will be coaching special teams. It's interesting, a guy who's been in the league for 24, almost 25 years, stepping down from an NFL job to go take a college job. It's not a move you see a whole lot. It's not very prevalent in the college fraternity or the coaching fraternity, as it were, but certainly going to be interesting if and when Bisaccia gets put in front of a set of microphones to answer some questions about his time in Green Bay, his decision to step down from the Packers staff, and then to pick up and coach yet again at the college level right away. I mean, I know there had been some speculation that he was going to take some time away. That certainly is not going to occur now. He will be coaching on the sidelines there at Clemson this fall. So just an interesting little nugget to get you going on this Monday afternoon. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Hello to one and all. Joe, we got Benarax here. Jim, what's up, man? Kenny, Nags is late. I was right on time, sir. Right on time. That's how I roll, on time. We got Lombardi time rolling around here. Hope you're all doing well. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to my good friends over at ThetaCare. When it comes to football, it's all about action, and sometimes injuries happen. Whether it's a sprain, strain, or something more serious, ThetaCare Orthopedic Care is here to help you recover like a pro. Their team offers expert care for bones, joints, and muscles so you can get back to doing what you love on the field or in the stands. Don't let pain sideline you. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, what's on your mind? Joe's starting us off. How you doing, Joe? Drafting Jennings Dunker could restore Packer fans' faith in mullets after the Royce Newman fiasco. And he's from Iowa, as I open my last carry the G. Ooh, that last carry the G. Got to get you through the summer. I hear you on Dunker. He is an intriguing prospect. I was actually literally just talking to Justice Mosqueda about him, not on camera. We did just record a video about the Packers offensive line that I hope you all check out when it goes live later this evening. Dunker, clearly the aesthetic is something you love. He would instantly become most likely somewhat of a cult figure in Green Bay, probably most places, but certainly in Green Bay. His tape is interesting. It's weird how he envelops people in the run game, and he certainly moves them. But it's this weird thing where you don't really see him extending out and exploding through defensive linemen or blitzing linebackers, but he does control them. Like, there is little, it is just not a whole lot of extraneous movement, but he is a fun prospect. There is little doubt, both, again, because of the aesthetic and everything surrounding it, but his play is certainly intriguing. I don't know how realistic it is that the Packers would draft him, but I certainly like the prospect, no question about it. And the mullet obviously helps. Beers and Ball Show, how you doing, brother? Glad to see you back. Hope you enjoyed Indy. Indy was phenomenal. Always a great time. My last night there was the best. Had a phenomenal time out with a ton of folks, most of them in the personnel side of things, both with the Packers and other teams. And it was Alonzo Highsmith's birthday. I got to buy him a beer and sing happy birthday to him, which was awesome. Great time in Indy. Phenomenal time. Sammy asks, has Brian spoken with Jordan? Interesting question. I'm not quite sure what you would think they need to talk about. Probably not. This is the time for the players to get away. Indeed, Jordan Love is on the other side of the world, or was a couple days ago, in Japan for a youth football camp, which is absolutely incredible. I love that Jordan's doing that. Love the work he does as far as not just, you know, spreading the word about football, but obviously with his foundation as well. The guy seems to have his heart in the right place when it comes to all this stuff. And I love that he's a representative for the Green Bay Packers all the way out in Tokyo, Japan. But as far as Brian and Jordan, continue to be our franchise quarterback that we are paying you a handsome amount to be. That's about the only thing I would think they would have to talk about. Janet, certainly expected this question. I see the Vikings have released Aaron Jones. Would Packers bring him back on a team-friendly deal? A lot of levels there. The short answer is probably not. Aaron, God bless him, everything he did in a Green Bay uniform will not be forgotten and is certainly appreciated. But, you know, he had already taken one pay cut and then balked at taking another to go play with the Vikings. I can't imagine he now turns around after 2 years and comes back to Green Bay to play on what would probably be even a lesser contract. And then there's the fact that one of the reasons the Packers wanted to move off of Aaron is because he spent a lot of time on the sidelines injured. And lo and behold, look at him, his second year in Minnesota, spent a lot of time on the sidelines injured. It's a young man's game. Aaron Jones is an absolute Packers legend, but certainly don't think the Packers are going to go down that avenue. Now, never say never. Perhaps there is a avenue there for the Packers to bring him into the fold, so to speak, as a counterpoint or a counterpunch to Josh Jacobs. Certainly, we all kind of lived that dream for that hour or so they were both on the Packers roster after Jacobs was signed as a free agent. But again, I just tend to doubt that that's the Packers' kind of plan, even after, yes, Emmanuel Wilson being allowed to hit free agency. I think the Packers will continue to look for young talent at that position. What else we got here, folks? Jeff Jones, what's up? What were the wildest hot takes you heard at the combine? See, what's great, Jeff, is that I don't really hang out with hot take merchants, so didn't really hear too many crazy hot takes. Certainly not consuming a ton of content produced there on Radio Row, so I'm not really privy to any of the outlandish stuff that might get bandied about. Sometimes it's impossible to miss it because it's in your Twitter feed, but again, yeah, that's not really my crowd. So not hanging out with shock jocks or ESPN types who are trying to, you know, shake up the world with their opinions on football. I did hear some interesting stuff. Not too much Packers scuttlebutt, which, you know, was disappointing. I've certainly had trips where I've learned a lot more behind the scenes, but still always valuable and always great to see everybody out there. It's always a good time. Andrew, I'm so glad this bugs you. Quit calling every player that plays for Green Bay a Packers legend. First of all, no. It's my microphone. Get your own. Second of all, I do it exactly for this reason, because I know some people find it endearing and fun. You've heard of fun. You've seen other people have it. And I do it also to bug people like yourself who don't know how to have fun. It's so great. So good. Terry Glenn, Packers legend. It's so great. I love it. It's called fun, Andrew. Try and have some. David. Thank you for asking. Hi, Nags. When is the Cheesehead draft guide available? Should be available the first week of April. I believe last year we dropped on April 2nd. I don't think Al has set a release date officially yet, but it should be around that time. Certainly very, very first part of April. So be on the lookout. I'm sure we'll have an announcement, social media rollout, and all that stuff coming your way very soon. But almost always you can look for it that first couple days of April. Be on the lookout. Jimmy, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook, man. Hey, Nags, going into the new league year and associated free agency and draft, where do you think the weakest position is on the Packers that the organization needs to focus on? It's a multi-level answer, because I think the most competition probably needed in the cornerback room. I think Brian Gutekunst alluded to that when we were in Indianapolis. I don't think it's as easy as just draft corners, though I do think they will. I think they'll continue to look at the free agent market probably later in the process. I doubt it's a day one signing. But what's interesting is I think there also needs to be a very determined look at the offensive line, which feels odd to say, because I do think probably heading into 2026, four of the five starters are probably set. I mean, you do want to continue to look and add competition, as Brian is wont to say. You know, you're always looking. But you got to think, you've got Jordan Morgan at left tackle, Aaron Banks at left guard, Anthony Belton at right guard, and Zach Tom, who should be healthy, at right tackle. So the big question mark, obviously, is center. Maybe Sean Ryan gets brought back. Maybe they draft somebody. Maybe they do go out in free agency and sign someone. Or a combination of everything, right? But that has to continue to be augmented with depth. Again, this is something I just talked about with Justice. I hope you all check that conversation out regarding the Packers' very obvious turn towards bigger offensive linemen. You know, they made such hay for such a long time finding athletes late in the draft, usually college offensive tackles that they could then turn around and make into guards at the pro level because of the type of system they ran. You know, so much outside zone. They wanted guys who could move in space. And that has certainly, obviously, kind of changed a bit as far as the physical makeup of the guys they're looking at now. Much bigger, much more physical, maybe not as athletic when it comes to their movement ability. But yeah, I think you've got to continue to churn there, because you know, if you paid attention to the preseason last year, you had a lot of guys play a lot of bad ball. Now, some, you know, were dealing with injuries. Some weren't even available because of injuries. But if you are suddenly down to having to play Donovan Jennings or Jacob Monk any significant amount of time, God knows that could be problematic, right? So I got to think the Packers continue to add to that room. That is, to me, and I've talked about it so much already this offseason, is what the entire next season hinges on. Because if you can protect Jordan Love and you can operate on offense the way LaFleur wants to when it comes to running the ball, to keep your head of the sticks, work play action, etc., you're going to be cooking with gas, and these teams, they're going to be behind often, and you're going to be able to let Micah Parsons and company eat. But that only happens if you make sure the offensive line is set, including depth, for when inevitable injuries happen. That is a number one. Simatovich, what's up? Knew I'd hear from you. How about that amazing performance by Arsenal? Yes, that dominant one-goal victory against a team that yet again showed it can take any occasion to give you, I present, the dumbest red card in the history of the sport. Like, what have we had, like 10 this season already? Not exactly the ass-kicking I was promised, Simatovich. I don't know, man. Didn't feel like a dominant performance to me. Enjoy the 3 points, no question about it. But not exactly something I'd be coming in here to crow about. That's just me. That's just my standard. I understand Arsenal fans don't have much to go by, so I get it why you're running in here, run your mouth about it. I am, of course, mostly kidding. Not entirely, though. Matt, how you doing, brother? Tony Mandrich, Packers legend. Absolute Packers legend. And you know he has a TikTok? Dude is on TikTok all the time. He's incredible. Shout out Tony Mandrich, Packers legend. Oh, Passport Man, that's an excellent question. Is Lloyd playing this year? God, I hope so. So do the Packers. All I know is hope is not a plan, and there is no way on God's green earth the Packers can look anyone in the face with a straight face and say, yes, we are counting on Marshawn Lloyd this season. No chance. And if they do, it is the height of folly. Love Lloyd. I love the possibility. I love the enticing ability that he has. But the man has not been able to stay on the field, as you guys well know. There is no way you go into 2026 counting on Marshawn Lloyd. He's a wonderful bonus, wonderful lottery ticket. But hope is not a plan. And right now, all you can hope is that he can stay healthy and then work from there. Jeff, thanks again, man. I can't help but compare all wide receiver core to the 2010 pack. Just remember, and it's totally understandable, completely get why it happens, but just remember, comparison is the thief of joy. That's all I'll say about that. E4, what's going on, man? A fix for game day daycare, drop them all off at Corey's house. Problem solved. That's not a bad idea. You know, we're going to get Ed Policy on Packer transplants, and I'm going to pitch that to him. That's a really good idea. What else we got here, folks? Andrew, how are you, sir? Disappointed in Rich. Wait, what? In Rich Bisaccia? Didn't everyone want him fired? Like, he stepped down. He did y'all a solid. I mean, man didn't want to work in Green Bay anymore. It's a free country, right? I got no issue with Rich Bisaccia. Disappointment? Sorry, man. I don't read that one. Thomas Wade, how are you, sir? Where do you see Crosby going if he's traded? Hopefully not the Bears. And what about Hargrave being signed by the Packers? Reuniting with Gannon would be fun. I saw Westendorf put that kind of two and two together. I love the idea. I'd be very surprised if the Packers went that route. He is an older player. He's got a lot of tread on the tires really. Not their usual MO. However, the Gannon connection is legit, and possibly maybe he pitches Goody, or first LaFleur, then Goody, on the possibility. Not going to say it's impossible. It would be a surprise and pretty against their standard MO, but never know, man. Things can change. As far as Crosby, yeah, I'm with you. Anywhere but the Bears, that would not be fun. Don't want anything to do with that. They probably want to put him on an NFC team, would be my guess. So, you know, maybe it is the Bears. Probably wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for the Cowboys to take a swing, which would be funny, given that they just traded Michael away. But stranger stuff has happened, especially when Jerry Jones is involved. What else we got? Jeff, when we get an elite kicker, I will buy a kicker's jersey. We need a dogmatic. Dogmatic. I mean, I don't think McManus is going anywhere anytime soon. So I wouldn't hold your breath. Now, there will be competition, maybe beyond Harvisek, who's still on the roster. But I just think, especially with 2 years left on his deal, it's going to take a pretty amazing performance this summer from somebody other than McManus to take that job away from him. Especially when you consider, when you remember, McManus was almost perfect last training camp. You know, good luck going in there and being perfect and getting the gig. Not saying it's impossible again, but I think probably an 85 to 90% chance that McManus is the kicker this year. Yeah. So, Turtles, Nagler, when is Ben Fennell coming back? You mean from Indy? I know he was there. It's a good question. I should reach out. I haven't talked to Ben in a while, but always does great work. I know he's very busy. You know, he's a big-time producer, you know, working for both CBS and NFL Network. He ain't got time for podunk little cheesehead TV. I kid. Yeah, I'll reach out to him. I always have a great time talking with Fennell. He has a really good perspective when it comes to personnel in general, the NFL, what you're looking at, as opposed to just going by stats, what have you. You talk about a guy who definitely grinds the tape and knows what the hell he's looking at. That's your guy right there. Brockman, how are you, sir? Did you see that KC is restructuring Mahomes' contract again? Due will be on the payroll in 2045. Thoughts? We always kind of knew that was going to happen when he signed that 10-year deal, right? I mean, certainly going to be kicking the can for a bit. You know, they need it. They're making other moves, and they released their tackle today. But that's kind of just standard operating procedure around much of the NFL these days. Now, the Packers have gotten themselves back to kind of aligning with cap health, pay as they go, etc. They could change course at some point. But, you know, with the salary cap continuing to go up, it's up over $300 million for the first time ever going into 2026. Teams aren't afraid to kick the can. And again, and Justice and I have talked about this quite a bit. Throughout the league, that has become almost the norm, right? Very few teams are not kicking money into the future. You know, the Chiefs aren't really different in that regard. Yes, Simatovich, yes, we will get Emery back on. I saw him in Indy. 1,000,000,000% will get him on for our annual Day 3 Guys preview. Emery's always good for a bunch of names that I've never heard of, and I'm sure many of you haven't either, that could fit in Green Bay with what they like to do. Emery is, like, one of the best dudes in the world, let alone, like, talents covering both college and NFL football. Love Emery Hunt. And, yes, he will be on for sure. Is John Williams playing this year? Let's hope so. It really sucks that the kid had to miss essentially the entirety of his rookie year. But yes, an intriguing guy to watch. Who knows? Talk about another lottery ticket. Literally no tape on this kid in an NFL uniform. But yeah, very excited to see if he gets out there at the start of camp here in a couple months. Packer legend, Terrell Buckley. There you go. Absolutely correct. All right, everybody, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.